but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it, what's been up, man, how's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Still ain't called a row, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't wanna talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could've signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him. That's kinda how this is. You could've rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now, I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could've been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim? Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more, and then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this shit out? Said your girlfriend's pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother, I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show, I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog, come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
It's like I'm in the dirt digging up old hurt. Tried everything to get my mind off you, it won't work. All it takes is one song on the radio, you're right back on it, reminding me all over again how you fucking just brushed me off and left me so burnt. Spent a lot of time trying to soul search. Maybe I needed to grow up a little first. Well, looks like I'd hit a growth spurt. But I'm coming for closure. Don't suppose an explanation I'm owed for the way that you turned your back on me just when I may have needed you most. Oh, you thought it was over. You could just close the chapter and go about your life like it was nothing. You ruined mine, but you seem to be doing fine. Well, I've never recovered, but tonight bet you that what you're about to go through's tougher than anything I ever have suffered. Can't think of a better way to define poetic justice. Can I hold grudges? Mind saying let it go, fuck this. Heart saying I will once I bury this bitch alive, hide the shovel and then drive off in the sunset.
I flee the scene like it was my last ride. You see right through. Oh, you had me pegged the first time. You can't see the truth, but it's easier to justify what's bad is good. And I hate to be the bad guy.
And to think, I used to think you was the shit, bitch. To think it was you at one time I worship, shit. Think you can hurt people and just keep getting away with it? Not this time, you better go and get the sewing kit, bitch. Finish this shit so you can reap what you sow nitwit. Thought some time had passed and I'd forget it. Forget it. You left our family in shambles. You expect me to just get over him? Pretend he never existed? Maybe gone, but he's not forgotten. And don't think cause he's been out the picture so long that I've stopped the plotting and still ain't coming to get you. You're wrong and that shit was rotten. And the way you played him, same shit you did to me. Cole, have you any idea the shit that I've gone through? Feelings I harbor, all this pain of resentment I hold on to. Not once you call to ask me how I'm doing. Letters you don't respond to him. Fuck it, I'm coming to see you. And gee, who better to talk to than you? The cause of my problems, my life is garbage, and I'm about to take it out on you. Poof, then I'm going boosh.
I flee the scene like it was my last ride. You see right through. Oh, you had me pegged the first time. You can see the truth, but it's easier to justify what's bad is good. And I hate to be the bad guy.
I've been driving around your side of this town like 9 freaking hours and 45 minutes now. Finally I found your new address, parking your drive. Feel like I've been waiting on this moment all of my life, and it's now arrived and my mouth is full of saliva. My night is doubting, I'm ducking on the side of your house. See, it's sad it came to this point, such a disappointment. I had to make this appointment to come and see you, but ain't here for your empathy. I don't need your apology or your friendship or sympathy. It's revenge that I seek, so I sneak vengefully and treat your bedroom window like I reached my full potential. I peeked. Continue to peep, still bent loading. Keep tapping the glass lightly, then start to crescendo. Sneak all the way round to the back porch, man. Door handles unlocked, shouldn't be that easy to do this. You don't plan for intruders beforehand? Surprised to see me? Cat got your tongue? Gag, chloroform rag. Gag, almost hack up a lung, like you picked an axe up and swung. Stick to the core plan, drag to the back of a trunk by one of your fans. Irony spectacular, huh? Now who's a faggot, you punk? And here's your Bronco hats. You can have that shit back, cause they suck.
It's just me, you, and the music now, Slim. I hope you hear it. We're in a car right now. Wait, here comes my favorite lyric. I'm the bad guy who makes fun of people that die. And hey, here's the sequel to my Mathers LP just to try to get people to buy. How's this for publicity stunt? This should be fun. Last album now, cause after this you'll be officially done. Eminem killed by Eminem, Matthew Mitchell. Bitch, I even have your initials. I initially was gonna bury you next to my brother, but fuck it, since you're in love with your city so much, I figured, what the fuck, the best place you could be buried alive is right here. Two more exits, time is quite near. Hope we don't get stopped, no license I fear.
That sirens I hear? Guess 90 on the freeway wasn't the brightest ideas. Cops appear in my driver's side mirror.
Oh God, police!
Hope Foxtrot gets an aerial shot of your burial plot at least.
New plan, Stan. Slim.
Chauvinist pig. Chauvinist pig, Lincoln Town Car.
Well, gotta go. Almost at the bridge. Big bro, it's for you. Slim, this is for him and Frank Ocean. Oh, hope you can swim good. Now say you hate homos again.
I also represent anyone on the receiving end of those jokes you bit. I'm the nightmare you fell asleep and then woke up still lit. I'm your karma closing in with each stroke of a pit. Perfect time to have some remorse to show for your sin. Nope, it's hopeless. I'm the denial that you're hopelessly in. When they say all of this is approaching its end, but you refuse to believe that it's over. Here we go all over again.
Backs to the wall, I'm stacking up all their minds. Toilet talk, yeah, cause I'm talking a lot of shit. But I'm packing it all up, but in my head there's a voice in the back and it hollers after the track is demolished. I am your lack of a conscience. I'm the ringing in your ears. I'm the polyps on the back of your tonsils eating your vocal cords after your concerts. I'm your time that's almost up that you haven't acknowledged. Grab for some water, but I'm that pill that's too jagged to swallow. I'm the bullies you hate that you became with every faggot you slaughter coming back on you. Every woman you insult, better but the double standard you have when it comes to your daughters. I represent everything you take for granted, cause Marshall Mathers, the rapper's facade is half a facade, and Matthew and Stan's just symbolic of you not knowing what you have till it's gone. Cause after all the glitz and the glam, no more fans that are calling your name. Cameras are off, sad but it happens to all of them. I'm the hindsight to say I told you so. Foreshadows of all the things that are to follow. I'm the future to see to show you what happens tomorrow if you don't stop after they call you. Biggest laughing like a rap who can't call it quits when it's time to walk away. I'm every guilt trip, the baggage you had. But as you gather up all your possessions, if there's anything you have left to say, lesson makes an impact, then don't bother. So for your rest of case, better make sure you're packing a wallop.
So, one last time, I'm back. For it fades in the black and it's all over. Behold the final chapter in the saga. Trying to recapture that lightning trapped in a bottle twice. The magic that started it all. Tragic portrait of an artist tortured, trapped in his own drawings, tapping the thoughts blacker and darker than anything imaginable. He goes wild, stabbing the dark.